A lush green lawn in a drought-stricken neighborhood is an obvious tip-off that somebody is flouting the crackdown on wasting water. But today, several environmental groups said that much wasting of water goes unnoticed, and one of the biggest causes of waste is urban sprawl. NPR's Dan Charles reports.
Dry grasslands and forests soak up rainfall like a sponge. Water filters down through the earth, recharging aquifers, supplying wells and springs, and even rivers. Half the water in the country's streams and rivers, in fact, comes from underground water. That's why streams keep flowing long after the rains stop. But when the earth gets covered with asphalt and concrete, says Darren Lovas from the Natural Resources Defense Council, that all gets disrupted.
When you have these sponge-like lands being replaced by hard surfaces, like roads and parking lots, what you get when you pour water over it is sort of like what you get when you pour water over a brick, as opposed to a sponge. The water runs right off of it.
When rain falls on cities, it creates flash floods channeled through storm sewers and into rivers. Lovas says all that pavement makes for higher floods and deeper droughts. Together with another environmental group, American Rivers, Lovas tried to calculate how much water was being diverted by new pavement in 20 fast-growing American cities. Lovas admits it's a rough guess. They simply assumed that pavement and buildings covered between 15% and 35% of the surface area in suburban developments. Still, Lovas says the numbers were huge.
In a lot of cities, we're talking about tens of billions of gallons, and in some cities, you reach over 100 billion gallons. So this is a big phenomenon.
Lovas's conclusion is sprawl wastes water and makes droughts worse. The solution, he says, is smart growth, adding housing within existing communities and reducing people's dependence on cars and highways. Bruce Ferguson, director of the School of Environmental Design at the University of Georgia, says there also are ways to build parking lots and roads so the water doesn't run off down the sewer.
The part that's coming along very rapidly now is porous pavement. Pavements are two-thirds of the impervious surfaces, so they're a huge part of the problem. And these can be made porous so that you can return water to the soil right vertically through the pavement.
That helps recharge aquifers, and the soil also filters the water. So when it does eventually go into streams and rivers, it's a lot cleaner. Many hydrologists say water quality, in fact, is the main reason for trying to reduce water runoff from built-up areas. Every time it rains, storm sewers carry a toxic brew of oil, lawn pesticides, and industrial chemicals into rivers near cities. But they're not convinced we can blame urban sprawl for water shortages and drought. Few cities rely heavily on groundwater. They draw on water collected in lakes, reservoirs, and nearby rivers, and much of that water fell to earth hundreds of miles away, far beyond even the most sprawling suburb. Dan Charles, NPR News, Washington.